Home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, and we are we're watching baseball. We're watching football when we can, and we're getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road. The my tastiness with Curio Wellness is now done. Number one is in. It was the peach cake at Fenwick. Anybody that knows me knows that's legit. Ekeben, Amici's, but it's all up there. And now I get to go out and eat some more food. We're going to be at Fadley's this week at Lexington Market. I will have Raven Scratchers, like this sort of matted ticket we got going on here. I hope this is a luckier batch than the first four games has been. We're also going to be at Costas on Monday in Timonium. I mean, I won't say don't go to Dundalk. If you want crabs, go to Dundalk. But if you want to see me, come to Timonium on Monday afternoon. We have some great guests coming by. John Martin has been AWOL. I don't know, but doing what he does as the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery Gaming. Also into the Guardians this time of year. So maybe you hear this and the Guardians have moved on, or maybe they've moved on. I don't know either way, but John, I know you're nervous, and you know it's baseball playoffs, and we got Ravens tickets, and we've given away millions and millions of dollars. But the leaves are changing, and if you love baseball, this is a really fun time.
I have been out on assignment, as they say in the trades. Boy, I love what you've done to the place. It looks like a lot of things have changed.
Well, I just I, oh, you mean the 27th anniversary, the
I don't
27th.
know. Oh, yes, there you go.
Oh
I saw that
yeah.
now.
Well, I don't
Yeah.
know. I mean, are you used to looking at Camden Yards over my shoulder? Or are you? Yeah, I can bring it back if you
No,
want.
that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. You know what? You're right. The calendar has changed. The seasons have changed. But more winning at the
What do we
Maryland
got? Well,
Lottery.
here we
Oh,
go.
we got.
I love when you transition me. You
Oh my,
segue me
you know
into
what? It's
Halloween or something like that. You
you're
know.
right. It's new promotions. We've got a lot. Go to mdlottery.com. Not now because Nestor and I are talking, but when we're done talking, go to mdlottery.com. We've got a variety of new promotions, some different things, different twists, some familiar things. You hit it all right off the bat.
We
Halloween.
have pumpkin spice. I need to know. It's October. Pumpkin spice goes with baseball. It does.
You know what? I am so over pumpkin spice. I
No.
am. I
I'm
am.
over
I'm
it in
sorry.
August. In October, I want it. And then I want eggnog. And then I want figgy pudding. And,
You
you know, I
want, you
mean,
want, you want.
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I
Listen to
hear
what you.
there's a rumor.
Oh,
And I don't
boy.
know. Seth Elkin spread some rumors
Oh,
last week. And it
boy.
wasn't about Pittsburgh. I might have a scented ticket, a sniffer coming. Is
You
that.
might. No, wait. Scented ticket
Okay.
is the word, is the buzzword.
I like
Maybe.
sniffing them. When you
Well,
have a scented
sure you
ticket,
do.
what do you do with it?
Scratch it.
And then you
Scratch it
sniff
again.
it. You
Then I make
damn
sure it's a
right you
winner.
sniff it. Come on, man. I've been sniffing tickets as long as I.
That sounds like a personal problem to me.
All
Hey, we
right.
got to talk about Halloween.
All right, let's do it.
Halloween. If you purchase, if you are inclined to buy a pick three, pick four, pick five ticket in the month of October, now through October 30th, you could win one of five $5,000 prizes, or one of five $10,000 prizes, or you could win a free $2 Fast Play Mummy Money ticket just for stopping by and playing at one of our
I
43
just
Hollywood
want you to
shows.
say that again. What is that again, John? I didn't hear that. A moment. What?
A free $2 free $2 Fast Play Mummy Money. Oh boy,
Well,
who's been in the
I don't, mummy, I can't even say it. That's just what's funny.
Well,
That's
go
all.
to mblottery.com. That's all
I
the
you, we love
details are there.
Halloween, man. I gotta figure out a
No, we love it
costume now.
all.
I forgot it's October. It's my birthday. It's baseball. It's football. The Ravens are falling apart. I'm worried about Lamar. I mean,
Hey,
it's crazy right now.
here's something else. Take your worries and put them in a sack here. Fridays in the month of October. You know, October is a month with five Fridays. That doesn't happen often, but in October, five Fridays, and each and every one of those is our what do we call it here? Fast Play Friday, where if you buy a $5 Fast Play ticket, you get a chance to win a free Fast Play games every Friday in the month of October, the 3rd, the 10th, the 17th, the 24th, and the 31st. So stop by
Free
your.
Fast Play Friday, FFF, the three Fs. All right, it's a, not as good as the free Mummy Money Fast Play ticket, which
No, it's not. It's
I'm going to
not.
say that all month long, just because
You
every time I
should.
say it, I'm going to giggle.
You should. You should. So let's get rid of our sports heroes one way or the other here. First of all, let's put a bow on the season that was the Orioles, and of course the home run riches
Did they leave
contest.
progressive money around? Did that happen again this year?
You know what? Here's the kicker on this. I'm glad you asked me. That's almost like we
Well, I
rehearsed
do
that.
remember that last. No, I don't rehearse any of this. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that,
If it would be
sure.
a lot better if I rehearsed it, trust me.
I don't think so.
No, it'd be worse. It really would be.
It would
But
be. It would be.
last year there was like a ton of money that kind of like sits and
Yep.
hangs out.
Oops. Oops. Yeah. And then we had an overlap here. First off, let's wrap up the season. We had about $190,000 in cash that went to the contestant of the game. 188 home runs hit by the O's, a little bit less than what they did the year before. Three grand slams, a little bit less than what they did before. But each and every one of those folks enjoyed it and had a lot of fun. And the progressive jackpot game, I kid you not, was won yesterday.
Really?
Over $147,000. We put a neat, tidy bow, wrap that up, put that on the shelf. We are done with Home Run Riches 2025.
Well, I'm glad somebody won.
Oh,
So,
man.
will it start at like 10 or 20? Will it start at a number next year, beginning with the progressive part of that?
Yes. We'll start with a
So it
hopefully.
doesn't
We
start at zero. It starts with
no.
a
It
jackpot, right?
typically starts at 40,000
40.
when we
Oh,
did it
okay. All right.
in 2025. Now again, we'll go back in the lab and we'll tweak like Mike Elias. We'll tweak things. Well, maybe not like Mike Elias, but we're going to tweak things,
I
and
don't
we
want to be the
will.
sports radio jerk. And can we build it around strikeouts next year? Can we build it around something else? I don't know. It's got
Yeah,
to be home
we'll
run
think about it.
riches. It's
We'll think
branded
about
to
it.
that. But we move the wall in.
Oh.
I'm just trying to do whatever I can do to hit more home runs.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get off of it
We
right now.
tried that though. We moved the wall in, and then the
Yeah,
other
we
team can
did.
hit them too.
Yeah, the
That's the
hokey
problem when you move
pokey.
the wall in.
You did the hokey pokey. You moved the right left wall in. You moved the left wall out. You moved in. You shake it all about.
Yeah. I mean, I don't miss baseball because I have a whole month of it ahead. I just miss us being involved because it really was a lot of fun the last couple of years. And by the way,
Really?
Home Run
Really?
Riches, I knew two of the contestants, two of the 1,600 contestants this year.
Whoa.
And I even knew, and we promoted this last week, but I know one of the art winners in your scratch off art contest. So I'm telling you, man, sometimes you
You
come up
are.
with a town I don't know in Maryland or whatever, but it's hard for you to pick a winning contest where
It
like
is.
I'm not touching somebody here at Baltimore Positive, because that's the way the Maryland lottery works. It's
Well,
for the
watch
people.
that touching thing there. That's going to get you in trouble. But let me talk about what we have going for the Ravens.
All right.
As people are well aware, we have season tickets for 20 years that we give at the end of the season. And this last draw we had in the month of September, wrapping up the month of September, we had our very first finalist, Ms. Sharon Kolzinski of White Marsh, Maryland. Now, I know you know where White Marsh, Maryland is.
I'm gonna have to look the spelling up at MD Lottery on that and see if I know her or not. Okay. White
All
Marsh, I
right.
got a real chance of knowing her, but go ahead.
I know you do. I
And
know
she's
you
a
do.
Ravens fan too, obviously, right? I hope, right?
Well, you would hope. Most people who enter this the Ravens Second Chance contest are Ravens fans, but some folks just walk by and kind of fall
We
in
never
with
let
it.
Steelers fans in White Marsh in my day. I'm just saying. So if you're in
Oh
White Marsh, you're a
boy.
Ravens fan. You know,
Yeah,
that's it.
that's probably a given. That is probably a given. But we also had we have our pass for cash game day experience where we select two people for a game and
They don't pass, by the way. You don't go down.
no,
You don't
the
have to
alum.
throw it.
Right,
You get
the
Femi
Ravens
or
alumni.
somebody, you know, somebody around town, one of the players will throw it for you.
Absolutely. So we have a lot of fun with that. And so far, let me get my so far my running tally here. We have so far on our Ravens fan of the game, we have awarded in cash prizes for 16 touchdowns, which I believe might be leading the league. I'm not sure,
Yeah,
but
we're scoring
16
a lot of
touchdowns.
points. Yeah, we are.
We have given away $20,000 for the Ravens fan of the game. So that's $1,000 for every touchdown scored. And let's see who have we had so far. We have had we have had oh yeah, Dolly Truesdale won $6,000. Evangeline Strasburger won $6,000. Albert Stewart won $5,000. Dawn Peacher won $3,000, all in the month of September. So we have plenty of people ready for the October games, and they will hopefully share in some of that cash
So
money.
more touchdowns, more money you have to give away.
Yes.
I like this because I didn't. You wrapped the home run riches thing up. I'm thinking you saved money this year on that. I want to let's get the Ravens to make you pay this week. Let's get five touchdowns this week. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We encourage everyone to play responsibly. I did a huge piece last month. I'm going to keep reminding people as these weeks As the Ravens have losses, sometimes people have losses too. 1-800-GAMBLER, it's always out there for you. John, on the Ravens thing with giveaways, and there are dates, right? That just trying to explain, because it's your most successful promotion. I think it's a promotion a lot of my people play in. Certainly, they're the most popular tickets when I bring them the Fadleys or I bring them the Costas next week or Cocos next month. Every month you pull winners. We also have the trip we're doing to Cincinnati, which if you've seen Jake Browning play, we're gonna have a chance that night. And I like the Cincinnati trip. And it was pointed out to me, by the way, this week by Leonard Raskin, whose son went to Ohio State, so he's got an investment in Ohio State, that Cincinnati and Cleveland both made the playoffs in baseball for the first time. And I'm thinking, I don't know that football, but this trip to Cincinnati, this is a big thing. And there's a cutoff because the game feels like it's, once you get into the season, it feels like it's 6 weeks away.
If you go to mdlottery.com and you can enter or check out the second chance contest for the Ravens, you'll find out when the dates are, when you need to get your entries in, and when we select certain things. For example, we have one of our trip winners to Cincinnati, William Lee Jr. of Upper Marlboro, will
I
be
know where
going
that
to
is.
Cincinnati. So we already have one finalist for that. But yeah, those are different options. People enjoy that. Some people might want to, get the prefer cash money. Someone could go on a trip. It's a great experience, and win or lose, it is a fun time.
All right, last thing for you, because I haven't promoted this at all. Seth and I were talking about all sorts of things the last couple of weeks. I get these Raven scratch-offs. You have so many scratch-off games, and especially when I'm in a place like I'm at the front of Wise Markets or I'm at the front of Row, like I see them. But in Costas and Dundalk, you have the giant machine with the tickets, and you can see all the tickets, and it's kind of fun to look at them all. A couple of new promotions that I haven't really talked about at all. The Jurassic Park thing, as well as I saw on at MDLottery.com, Queen of Hearts, King of Diamonds, Ace of Spades. There's a card oriented game as well. New games, and I haven't spoken about them at all. And Jurassic Park, I haven't seen a lot of movies, but I have seen Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park is a fun second chance contest. First of all, it's a $5 ticket, Jurassic Park, top prize $50,000. But for many of our players, they enjoy looking at these things, and not only for the cash that they could win, but also for the what happens on a experiential prize afterwards. And we have a second chance contest, 6-day, 5-night trip for the prize winner and a guest to Oahu Highway, Hawaii.
I swear to you, I did not look this up, and I was going to
Yes.
say, John, have you ever been to Hawaii? Because I hadn't been to Hawaii till like 2019. I was in my 50s by the first time I went to Hawaii. And when you go to Oahu, you land in Waikiki and Honolulu. And one of the really cool things, including pineapple tours and all the cool stuff you could do there. And by the way, one rule in Hawaii. I only have one rule in Hawaii. I don't have a lot of rules. One rule:
Okay,
if you
what is it?
pass a shaved ice stand, you stop and you get one, and you get it capped. So when I drive around Hawaii, I spend more money on shave ice than I do on anything else. But the Jurassic Park, where it was filmed, and the park that looks like, prehistoric life
Yep.
is there. So I was going to
Yes.
say to you, it's the coolest thing ever. Like, it's wild. You don't even have to see the movie to go like, hey, this is pretty cool. So I am so thrilled that I know something about this trip. So, because I didn't know anything about whatever that was, it Lords of the Ring, Game of Thrones, whatever it was. I don't know. I wasn't into
Game
that.
of Thrones,
I'm
Game
into
of
this though.
Thrones.
Why
Yes,
I'm
yes.
into. Talk to me.
So check it out, mdlottery.com. You'll have all the details about the official rules and how you enter and what you're eligible to win. But yeah, it's a nice package. It's 6 days, 5 nights. There's an opportunity then for also participation in a $1 million jackpot challenge, where you have a chance to win up to $1 million in cash. But you also pick from various tourist excursions, curated tours, activities in and around Oahu, and yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And that
Who
ticket is
doesn't
available.
want to go to Hawaii? Well, it's a long flight. It's too, like I've heard that
Well,
forever. And I'm thinking, get a movie, take a nap, take a book, for me, I was foolish for not going there earlier in my
yes.
life. So I will just say this: go to Hawaii if you get a chance to do it. Elvis, Waikiki, the whole deal, Bruno Mars, whatever you're into, get on out there. John Martin is here. The other game you have is a
Yes.
card game, and I'm familiar with that. So, I sort of know how to play some cards. Queen of Hearts, King of Diamonds, and Ace of Spades. And they have multipliers too.
Yeah, that's a scratch-off game. I have $30 ace of spades, top prize $2 million, and the kings and queens. That's one ticket named kings and queens, $10, and that is top prize of $100,000. So those things with Jurassic Park all went on sale in the month of September, along with our deluxe crossword $5 ticket. So check those out, mdlottery.com, and we'll have more scratch-offs each and every month.
Kings and Queens, you said? Kings and
Kings
Queens?
and Queens,
That's an
multiple
Aerosmith song,
designs.
you know, on the Draw the Line album. I mean, we mentioned, you know, I mean, John Martin is here. He's frustrated with me because I'm trying to have too much fun in the segment today. He's the executive director of all things America. You're just nervous about the Guardians. You're nervous about baseball,
No,
right? I
no,
mean,
no.
can I ask you a month later, because we haven't talked, the Joe Flacco thing? I mean, it's fun to pull for Joe, right? Kind of,
Of
sort of.
course it is. Who doesn't want Joe Flacco to be successful?
And
The
your
two of us
defense is
do.
good. I mean, I'm just trying to find some solace in this 1-3 thing and all these injuries and this has been a tough start, especially after the Orioles. You know, like there is a point here. It's like, all right, how much more can we take? It's October. Let's win some games. Let's get Lamar's hammy together. You know, right?
A long season, even though it's a short season relative to baseball, but it's a long season. Yeah, and especially in this AFC North where 9-8 could win the whole thing. You don't know what's going to happen.
I've seen the Steelers play. Yeah, I'm down with that. We all have. John, did I leave anything out? Did I get everything in here? Did we miss any winners? Anything like that?
We have great winter stories, but you can get them all in the details on winter stories at mdlottery.com. We had our first winners on our new Unlock the Cash second chance contest. We should have video on that pretty soon available. It's where we pick two lucky people and they actually unlock a vault. We have six vaults with cash money and they have a chance to compete and win prizes. And we had two gentlemen who did very well. Patrick Mears had won $25,000 in our Unlock the Cash. And Eliza Adari won $5,000. And we will do that monthly when sometime in October, sometime in November. And we'll have winter stories to tell about that and much more next time.
These guys look real happy holding their checks out at
Oh,
MDLottery.com
yeah.
in front of these, like, they look like hotel safes.
Yes, they
I mean,
do.
literally, they look like hotel safes. By the way, the only thing I ever see, and maybe this is like if you see something that speaks to your homeland, but when I go to MDLottery.com and I click on winners and news right here, and it says news feed, the first word is Dundalk. Dundalk player wins 50,000 on a Powerball and a Mega Mall. Mega Millions nears half a billion. So we got, I need to say, the Mega Millions over $500 million. So
Yes.
this is when it starts to accelerate. My wife starts paying attention, right?
We hope so. We've got off to a good year. As Seth likes to say, we are going to have a bounce back year in fiscal 26. And the first quarter is in the books. We've done pretty darn okay. We're ahead of the pace, thanks to that nearly $1.8 billion Powerball win earlier in the month of September, not here in Missouri and Texas. So we're anticipating a nice run here with Mega Millions. Hopefully that'll get into the billion-dollar range, and maybe we'll get some benefit of that here locally.
It doesn't, if my wife wins, it won't matter. And I always say this to you, like where my dream would be if I hit the lottery, and I can't because you know, I'm playing the games here, but if I hit it big, I would go to Wailea. I always say Wailea. Well, that's what, it's a different island, but you know, it's in Maui, not in Oahu, but you can get there for like $49 on a flight, so no problem. I'm telling you, this Jurassic Park thing, now that I know Hawaii's involved in this, I'm going to have a lot more fun with it. John Martin
Good.
is here. He's executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. He'll be in a better mood next week if the Guardians are still playing baseball. My wife will be in a better mood if the Red Sox beat the Yankees. Me, I'm Switzerland in this whole thing. I'm just watching it along with Luke Jones, talking baseball, talking football around here. We got Ravens action this week. We're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the road. I will have these courtesy of the Maryland Lottery. I have the Ravens scratch offs. I do like the look of the tickets cool this year. It's got a little sheen to it, a little bit of fun. It doesn't smell like winning right now, but I'm. Do you want to promote when the Ascenta tickets are? Is it a holiday thing? Can you just tell me that?
Holiday tickets should be available in the month of October.
That's too early for holiday tickets, just like August is too early for pumpkin spice. I'm just saying.
Actually, we've done that the last several years.
This is
October.
October, by the way.
It is. October is now.
I don't want to hear Bing Crosby singing Christmas. I don't want to hear Mariah
Tell you what,
Carey.
you're not going to hear Bing Crosby much at all anymore.
Well, it's too early for that. Pumpkin spice, bunting, baseball, no bunting. How about a sacrifice fly? That's the word of the month. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. I'm baseballed up this week. I'm footballed up this weekend. Luke is in Owings Mills, and I'm ready for some crab cakes at Fadley's this week. And I'll see you at Costas in Timonium on Monday. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore positive, and what was that?
Mummy
Mummy
money.
money and mummy money. I just want to say that one more time.